Good morning. Today is May the 6th, 2026, Wednesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you'll open your Bibles with me this morning to the book of Psalm, I'd like to share some verses with you out of chapter 20, beginning in verse number 1. Psalm 20, verse 1 reads, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob set you securely on high. May he send you help from the sanctuary and support you from Zion. May he remember all of your meal offerings and find your burnt offerings acceptable. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all of your counsel. We will sing for joy over your victory, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all of your petitions." In verse 6, "Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand." May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. We understand that this truly is a psalm that David had penned, truly a psalm where David offers up praise to his Lord and his God for the victories and the understanding that God has in David's own life. You know, from reading in the Old Testament, we understand there was many adversities that went into David's life, just as there is in our own today. But you know, just as David did, we need to always be sure that we take an opportunity every day and thank God for the victories, thank God for the blessings, thank God for even hearing our cry, beloved, today as we call upon Him. You know, verse 1 says, "May the Lord answer you in a day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob set you securely on high." In verse 2, "May he send you help from the sanctuary and support you from Zion." You know, beloved, when we call out to the name of our Lord and our God, Jesus Christ, as we call his name, we have the assurance, as God's words gives us the assurance today, that we can know that he's with us. We can know as believers today that Christ's Holy Spirit lives within each of us today, those of us today that live our lives in him. I would ask today that you would just remember in each and everything that you go through, as you maybe make preparations to prepare for the work day, maybe for school, for whatever activity and for whatever need that you have before you, whatever travel you may take today, I would ask you to always remember and thank God, just as David did in these texts, about God granting you his heart's desire and fulfilling your counsel with you. You know, he says in verse number 5, "We will sing for joy over your victory and in the name of our God. We will set up banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions." You know, whenever the Lord God works, beloved, in a need that you and I have today in our hearts and our lives, we can have one assurance given by God. Whatever God does and whatever the act that God performs in each of our lives in need of an answer to prayer, we can always know that our best interest is truly upon God's own heart. Beloved, may we each day always seek after God's fullness and God's will in everything that we petition God for. May it always be a day that begins with joy. May it be always be a day that ends with peace and understanding and solace within our hearts today as believers. And may God's will and God's grace always help us to be that witness that God would call us to be. You know, I'll go back again just for a moment to verse number 4. He says that, "May he," being God, "grant your heart's desire and fulfill all your counsel." You know, beloved, as a Christian today, I can always know, and according to God's word, I can always have that confidence of knowing no matter where we go, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation could ever be, our Lord and our God is powerful. Our Lord and our God is mighty. And our Lord and our God is always walking beside us and with us each day of the path of life that we live. May you bow your heads with me. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we're truly thankful, Lord, for your grace, your peace, and your goodness, God, that you bestow in each of our own hearts this morning. Father, we would ask you today to bless and touch those, God, that we've heard from this evening that are sick and maybe not able to be up and about, Father, as they should be. Lord, we'd ask you to touch their bodies in a mighty and a miraculous way, God, if it be your will. Lord, we just pray for our families. Lord, we pray for the needs within our own. We'd ask you, God, today, just to allow our prayers, Father, to become faith and let the faith within us, God, cause us and lead us into prayers, Father, that we know without any doubt is, Lord, will bring forth your will and the needs that we have in our life. We thank you for that, Father. Lord God, we thank you for hearing the petitions and the cries of our hearts. Lord, we do thank you that, as David also penned, we can have and know that you are in our midst, God, in the midst of our own troubles. Lord, just your name, the word God speaks of, Lord, we can always know that it's been set securely on high just by calling out the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, may we today, Father, be that light and that salt in a lost and a dying world. Father, may you bless the hearts and the souls of each and every one that may be listening to this broadcast today. Lord, we thank you for the services that we shared last night, Father. We would ask you, Father, to continue to allow your word to go forth and never return void, God, as your word is so true and as we need so desperately, God, in this day, in this world, your word to be within our own hearts. Have your right of way, have your will, and have your peace, Father, in everything in our lives. We ask it all today, and we truly pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.